Lina Escamilla, and you're watching the Business Mastery Show. You're in the right place if you want to learn how to build and scale your business successfully while having more freedom. On today's episode, we have a serial entrepreneur, philanthropist, mindset coach, and global speaker. She has trained thousands of people, helping them build multiple six and seven figure businesses, location free, using powerful mindset changing tools and cutting edge business development strategies. She also specializes in helping experts uncover their true message and launch powerful personal brands, helping them make a big impact and build a legacy. Welcome, Regan Hillier. So excited to have you with us here in Business Mastery Series.
Hey, Lena. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you got started in this world and how you became an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I definitely wasn't someone who thought that I was going to grow up to be an entrepreneur. No, it was a really organic process. But you know, I grew up in Auckland, New Zealand originally, and I had a family that believed I should follow the system and go to school and get good grades and work really hard and get a job, basically. And I went down that path, and I was actually studying to be an architect of all things. And there was one moment at university where a lecturer really made me realize that I was on the wrong path and I didn't actually want to go down that track. Now, I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I was very clear on what I didn't want to do in my life. I didn't want to have a 9-to-5 job. I didn't want to work for someone else. I didn't want to, you know, go down that traditional path. And so I actually turned to Google and I started Googling, you know, how do you quit your job? Now, I didn't even have a job, but I was trying to get out of it. And I came across an ebook which led me to the personal development world. And I started going to events and seminars. I started investing in myself. And it was an organic process from there. But that was really my first entry into entrepreneurship. It was trying to find a way out of the system.
That's great. And that's very different. Yeah, because people generally start off in the corporate ladder and then try to get out. You started, you know, on the right foot, or I guess you were very clear on what you didn't want. That's great. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about the type of people that you work with and what you specialize in.
Yeah, definitely. So I work a lot with artists, leaders, creators, entrepreneurs, and generally just people who know that they're here to do something really big in the world. You know, even people that are just starting out, they feel the fire and the passion inside of them, and they know that they're here for a reason. And so there's really two tracks that I help people with. One is the personal development side of things, where I help people manifest their ideal lives and tap into their power of their soul's truth. And then the other side of things is that I help people uncover their true message that they're born to share with the world, and I help them unleash it, and I help them monetize it, and I help them build powerful personal brands by really living into that truth each and every single day.
That's amazing. And what do you think that holds entrepreneurs back from really scaling their businesses?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing which holds people back from scaling their businesses is them. It's the internal thing. It's not the strategy. It's not something that they're doing wrong on Facebook. It really is them. It's their belief system. It's the inner wiring that isn't aligned to where they want to go. And so, you know, I always think, you know what, if we got in life what we wished for, then we'd all just have our dreams instantly. But ultimately, the reason that they don't show up instantly when we're looking to scale our businesses is that there's internal resistance holding us back. So it might be a belief that it's hard, or that it has to take time, or that you don't know how to do it. Whatever the internal resistance is, that's the stuff which is going to keep you smaller and still.
Just that this might be something that is holding them back. So how could they recognize if they have these blocks instilled inside of them unconsciously? So are there behaviors they can watch out for? You know, obviously words are super important, or the language they use. That they might be doing, they might be self-sabotaging without even knowing it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think awareness is everything in here. It really is. And so I would just encourage someone to start watching themselves around what they're saying to themselves and to other people. So for example, if you are saying to someone in your team or a friend of yours or a mentor, you know, oh, I'd love to create this in my business, but it's so hard, or I don't know how to do it. You just simply observe yourself and you notice what comes out of your mouth. And I still do this, by the way. You know, I'm often like, oh, did I just say that? And that's like a little flag to say, hey, like there's some internal resistance going on here. And it's the same thing around what you're saying to yourself in your own head. Sometimes on the outside, we're telling everyone, oh yeah, it's easy, it's perfect. But inside you're like, man, like, am I really good enough to do that? Or, you know, what if it all fails, you know, and there's all this stuff going on internally. So it's really just learning to be the observer and learning to catch it so you can start to shift it and rewire it.
Great. So first step, you know, start watching it and be more aware. And there are any other, you know, positive habits? Some people have a morning routine. Any other, you know, strategies that you recommend throughout your day or your day-to-day life to help you, you know, scale your mindset and your belief system?
Absolutely. Look, I love journaling. And for me, you know, it's not that journaling's the answer. Maybe for you, it's meditation or it's talking it out with a friend each day, whatever it is. I love journaling and I love firstly connecting to my vision on a day-to-day basis. You know, I find that so many people don't get in life what they desire because they never actually decide what they want, right? And so I'm always asking myself, okay, what is my vision that I'm actually looking to call into my life right now? And from this place, I then start journaling around, well, who do I need to become to actually embody that vision? What version of me do I need to bring to the table? And the third piece of this is, what do I actually need to do from that place? What is the massive, inspired, aligned action? Because it's not enough just to sit there and journal and then hope your business is going to show up, right? You actually have to take the action on the outside too.
I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit more on taking aligned action. So what does that look like? So for an entrepreneur that maybe, you know, has their mind a little scattered, or, you know, they're kind of overwhelmed with everything that they're hearing, you know, some people telling them one strategy and somebody else other strategy, where can you find your own voice? And then also, you know, merge that with a system that works.
Yeah, look, this is such a good question. So many people fail in the action that they take in their business, especially when it comes to scaling it, because they're looking for all of the answers outside of themselves. They're totally giving their power away and they see someone else and go, wow, you know what? Their launch worked like that. That must be the secret strategy. So I'm going to try and copy the same strategy. And then they wonder why it doesn't work. It generally worked for that person because it was aligned for them. So the key with this is not to look outside of yourself for your aligned action and what do I do next, but instead go within. And if you do the process that I just talked around talking about the vision and digging deep into that and looking at who do you need to bring to the table, then what does that version of you choose to do? Not to figure it all out, but to simply speed up the process, then the action that you're taking is actually in alignment to your vision rather than kind of out of alignment because you're putting it outside of yourself.
Yeah. I agree. We tend to look for, you know, all the answers outside without really checking in with ourselves sometimes. That's so powerful. Can you tell us in your entrepreneurial, you know, path, what has been the one implementation or business decision that you consider that has contributed most to growing your business?
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting. I think the biggest pivotal point for me was a moment where I got deeply into alignment and I was okay with walking away and burning some things that weren't working. Now, when I say weren't working, they were already making $1 million a year, but they weren't working in the sense of actually scaling to the level beyond that. And so, you know, I in business grew an offline education company before I went online, and I grew that to roughly $1 million a year. And on the outside, everyone was saying, wow, you know, Regan, you're so successful. You're in your, you know, early 20s, you've done so well. And it's funny because something felt not fully in alignment. And I knew deep down that there was more. And I knew that there was a way for me to share my truth and create a bigger impact. And so what I did is I walked away from that company, I burnt it, I shut it down. And I asked myself, okay, if I was to be totally in alignment, how would I be showing up and what would be actually going on in my life and my business? And that's when I launched my personal brand, which is Regan Hillier International, which is what you see online today. And you know, that's a multi seven figure brand, which grew, you know, to its first $1 million in the first 8 months, right? And so I would never have been able to do that if I wasn't okay with firstly getting into deep alignment around what I actually wanted to create in the world. And secondly, being okay with actually destroying and burning some, if not all, of what I had created in order to start fresh.
That's great. And I'd love to also know, you know, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned throughout your path as an entrepreneur?
I think my biggest lesson really is to trust my intuition. You know, in the beginning of my journey, I was so disconnected from my intuition. I was so disconnected from my power. I was looking outside of myself for the answers all the time. And yes, we need mentors and we need coaches and we can find people that are in alignment to work with. But I was so reliant on what everyone else was telling me that I became super disconnected. And then things would happen in life and business and there would be lessons that would be learned. And I'd be like, oh, I knew that. Oh, I thought that. Oh, I thought that was going to happen. Oh no, I knew I should have done the other thing. And I constantly saw myself disconnected from my intuition. And if I had been connected, everything would have happened with so much more ease, so much more grace, and it would have happened faster. I would have helped more people. I would have made more money. So that's the biggest thing. I just didn't trust myself in the beginning. And it's, you know, always a journey of trusting yourself at a deeper level. But I think if I could do anything differently, I would choose to trust myself from the beginning.
Great. I know you have a very large, you know, brand already and business. And what role has having a team in place, you know, that has helped you leverage and grow? What role has that team played in you being able to, you know, achieve your goals and still have some freedom along the way?
Yeah, it is everything. It really is everything. I'm so grateful for the team each and every single day. Look, we have about 35 people at Regan Hillier International that are all working across the world, location free from their laptops. I think we're scattered through like 11 different countries or something like that. So it's crazy, but it works. And we've actually just finished our yearly team retreat where people come in and I bring them to Bali and we celebrate and spend time just pouring greatness into them. So I'm so grateful because it really is everything. You know, in the beginning years ago, I took so much pride in I got to do the things that I truly love in my life and business every day rather than doing the things that I didn't enjoy and that I wasn't good at. So yeah, it's a huge part of my team. There's no way that we would have scaled like we have without them. And yeah, I'm very grateful as well.
I've seen as a common, you know, thread with many entrepreneurs that we have issues, and I include myself, with letting go of control because we believe, you know, other people won't get the idea like we do, or won't do the same job as we would do it. But it's super important to scale because no big companies are, you know, have one employee; they have several employees. How do you keep it also, you know, your team inspired and keep them enrolled in your vision? Because that's something that I believe is super important, you know, just not for yourself to have the vision aligned, but also for your team to be on board with you. And I'd love to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it can't just be you as a crazy entrepreneur embodying the vision. You really have to, in my eyes, be the CEO who is able to enroll everyone into the vision. And so a big thing with me is making sure that they not only know the vision, but that you ensure that your vision is getting them to their personal vision. And this is where a lot of people mess up, and they hire people that are inspired by the vision, but they don't last because you're not able to get them to their personal vision. Right. And so if their personal vision is that they want to be doing something completely different to what this vision's doing, then long term, it's not going to be a match. So we're always looking to solidify that cycle and set that up in the beginning. And then from there, in my eyes, as many vision touch points that you can have with your team, the better. So, you know, again, for us, we're not in an office every day. We don't have a daily meeting where everyone sits down and has coffee. Like, it's very different. Everyone's in all different time zones. Half the team are asleep while the others are awake. So we have to work extra hard, in my opinion, at actually making sure the vision is received and everyone's tapped into it. So we love doing things like, we have a huge quarterly team call with everyone of it, where all the heads of departments share. And then from there, I have an amazing team manager, and her role is to really connect with people and the vision and the team every single week and every single day. And so I know she has multiple touch points and calls with everyone. Oh gosh, she probably has about 8 different team calls a week, to be honest, in order to make sure that everyone is constantly connected.
That's great. Keeping the communication flowing and also having, you know, your vision be aligned with the person's vision. I think that is very important. And that's something a lot of entrepreneurs maybe leave out. You know, we try to impose our own vision, but we don't take into account the other person's vision. So that's great. What role has failure or apparent failure contributed into your later success during your path?
Yeah, everything. You know, I don't really believe there's failure, but I believe there's always learning. There's always learning. So if something, let's say, fails from the outside in or doesn't go so well in my business, I'm never in a place where I'm like, oh man, we've failed on this. Instead, I'm in a position energetically where I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay, that wasn't the result that we hoped for. Cool. What can we learn? What can we do better? What do we need to know? What information can I gather so that we can point this in a slightly different direction? So yeah, I'm very open to it. I'm very unattached to failing. I'm very curious when things do happen that don't go exactly to plan. I'm very interested because it allows us to learn and redefine and move even faster.
I think that's something, one, that is key, you know, in the journey of an entrepreneur, that it has so many ups and downs. you know, having that vision, you know, to see that that failures or apparent mistakes are really there to teach you something, and then that you can avoid them in the future. So I also think that's a key factor that differentiates, you know, successful entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that get to scale from others who kind of stay in the same zone. Are there any other common pitfalls that you see that differentiate, you know, successful 6 to 7 figure entrepreneurs from others who just kind of stay stuck in just one place?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the people that I really see soaring in a big way and creating a lot of success, the majority of them really know at a deep level that it's an internal game. You know, I'm yet to meet someone where they say, oh, you know, it has nothing to do with me. It's all about a secret strategy that I found out. You know, I can show up however I want. It doesn't affect the business. Like, that just doesn't happen. So generally the people that I see that are doing really, really, really well in business, they get it's internal. They're constantly rewiring themselves to succeed. They're pouring good information and energy and people into their system every day. I think that's really the react to it, or do you choose to rewire yourself and respond to it in a moment so you can move forward even faster?
You just said a key thing that I believe is really crucial in growing your mindset, which is surrounding yourself with, you know, people that actually pull you up instead of bring you down. But what are your thoughts in these cases where maybe the person, somebody that it's really, you know, important in your life, like your spouse or your parents or your, you know, your close family members? What if you have, you know, somebody that's very negative or energy draining in your inner circle? What are your thoughts and recommendations around that? I've seen a lot of people struggle with that.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah, it's definitely a thing. And I think every entrepreneur has to deal with this on some level. There's always going to be someone that doesn't understand the dream or wants to hold you back or feels insecure because of what you're doing. It's just a way of life. So you have a few different decisions, and you really need to tune into what is best. You know, there's one option, for example, to completely cut the person. That is an option. You could say, hey, like, I no longer want to be around this person. I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. You could literally completely remove them from your environment. Now, for some people, they might say, oh, I can't do that. It's my mother. Like, I have to see her all the time, right? And it's not an option. So in that case, the thing to know is, but not energetically play into their energy. And it's the biggest thing to know. So you could have a total, you could have an amazing conversation. Let's just say if it was your mother, and you could chat to her, and your mom is going really well, and oh, cool, you think that, perfect. And it's almost like anything which comes in, which is negative around that, just imagine it bouncing right off you. Imagine that there's a shield in front of you. It just bounces right off, because you're in control of your energy. You're not in control of that person's energy. Can't influence to a great level what they're going to say or do, but you can influence how you react and respond energetically. So it's remembering that you're in control of that. And also, you know, if this is a negative person, you probably don't want to tell them your biggest dreams and desires for the next month in your business. You also filter the conversation around what's appropriate to avoid the negativity coming through.
I love that. And again, just to, you know, close out this amazing interview, I know you have a gift for everyone watching. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Yeah.
You let us know that you are giving us a free gift, which would be how to eliminate your limiting factors and create your life of purpose, abundance, and financial freedom.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so this is really going to tune you in to anything which is holding you back, right? Anything which is keeping you smaller, keeping you still, keeping you stuck. And this really runs you through a few different processes for you to see from the inside out exactly what's going on internally so that you can overcome it and do it quicker. You know, I really believe that you're going to get through these limitations anyway, but if we can shortcut the process of what would have taken you 1, 2, or 5 years, then this is going to help you do that.
And I love you just touched on something so crucial that I even try to implement myself in growing, you know, my mindset is, you know, trying, you know, things will always trigger us. You know, it's just part of life. But then what we try to shift, or what, you know, we should try to shift is having, you know, shorter turnaround times. So not staying stuck in that energy. You know, if it was for you for a day and then you decrease it for, you know, 3 hours and then up to half an hour and then 5 minutes, those are amazing improvements and it'll show up in your life in so many different ways. So I love that.
Exactly.
Everybody go ahead after our interview and download that. And then I know you also have a challenge for everyone to go ahead and answer in the Facebook group.
Absolutely. So I want to send you to go into the group and actually do a really powerful internal practice. And what this is really answering the question, if your life was to be totally in alignment right now, and if you were living into your big picture vision, what would actually be going on? And I want you to get into detail with this. I don't want you to just write down, my business would grow. Like, what does that look like? I want you to look at every area of your life and get into detail. You know, how does this affect your family? How does this affect the money that you have coming in? What do you then do with that money? How does this affect the people that you're impacting, the fun that you get to have? The more detailed and specific you get to be on this, the more that your internal system is going to see it and believe it and dream it. And from that place, it's going to start manifesting. And then this means that any action that you take scaling your business is going to be easier and easier. So just go ahead and you can answer that and post that into the Facebook group.
I love that. And Regan and I will be there looking at what your responses were. So you guys go ahead and download the free gift right now, then head over to the Facebook group and we'll keep the conversation going over there. Regan, thank you so much for being here with us.
You're so welcome. It was a beautiful conversation.
So have a great time in Bali and I hope we keep connected soon. Thank you everybody for watching today and we hope to see you in the next episode.
Bye guys.